So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. There's no difference between someone who vows not to benefit from his friend and someone who vows not to benefit from his food, except the following two categories. In the first case, he's forbidden to walk through his property and to borrow his utensils that are not used for food preparation because all benefit is included in the nether. But in the second case, he's permitted because only benefits related to food are included in the nether. The Gemara infers, Hal inyan kalim she'oisin bohem oichal nefesh, zeh v'zeh shavin. In both cases, he's forbidden to borrow utensils that are used for food preparation. Zok the Mishnah. Ein bein nedarim l'nedavois, elo she'hanedarim chayev b'achru yusan, l'nedavois einoi chayev b'achru yusan. The only difference between nedarim, where one says, haray olai oilo, I am obligated to bring a carbon, and nedavois, where one says, haray zu oilo, designating a specific animal as a carbon, is that if the animal dies or gets lost, one is liable for the nether, but not for nedava, because harei olai implies k'man deton akas beidami. He accepted upon himself a personal obligation. The Gemara infers, hal inyan bal ta'acher zeh v'zeh shavin. One violates bal ta'acher if he delays bringing either type of carbon. Zok de Mishnah. Ein bein zav haroya shtei ri'ois l'roya shalosh ela carbon. There's no difference between a zav who experienced two emissions and one who experienced three, except that one who experienced three emissions must bring a carbon, while the one who experienced two does not. The Gemara infers hal inyan mishka b'moishav u'sfiras shiva zev zeh shavin. Both have tumah equally in that they transmit tumah to whatever they sit on, even if they do not touch it. And they need to count 7 clean days without experiencing any emissions before immersing. The Gemara cites a pasuk as the source for this halacha. V'chiper olav hakoyein lefnei Hashem mizoivoy. And we expound the term mizoivoy from his ziva. Miktsas zavin mevi'in carbon, miktsas zavin ein mevi'in carbon. Some zavin bring a carbon, while others do not. Therefore, Rabbi Simoyah expounds different psukim to explain how many emissions cause these halachas. Mona hakos of shtayim, v'karu tamei, shalosh v'karu tamei. In one place, the Torah mentions the term ziva twice, and then calls him tamei, while in another place, the Torah mentions the term ziva 3 times before calling him tamei. This teaches us shtayim l'tuma v'shalosh l'karbon. He has the full tuma of ziva after 2 emissions, but he only brings the carbon after 3. Zok the Mishnah. Ein bein mitzayra muskar l'mitzayra muchlat ela priya ufrima. The only difference between a suspected mitzayra who's confined for a 7-day period and a confirmed mitzayra who has brought definite signs of impurity is that the confirmed mitzayra must let his hair grow and tear his garments. The Gemara infers, Hal inyan shiluach v'tuma zeh v'zeh shavin. They both must leave the city walls and are tamei. This is learned from the pasuk of Hatzorua asher boi hanoga, and we expound Misha tzaraitoi tuluya begufoi, Yotze zeh she'ein tzaraitoi tuluya begufoi, ela b'yamim. Only a mitzayra whose tuma depends on the bodily changes, namely a confirmed mitzayra, grows his hair and tears his garments, but not a suspected mitzayra whose tuma merely depends on the passage of time. However, we expound yemei, kol yemei, l'rabbeis mitzayra muskar l'shiluach. The extra expression kol includes all mitzayraim, even a suspected mitzayra, to be sent out of the city walls. The Mishnah concludes, ein bein tahar mitoy chesker l'tahar mitoy chachlit ela teglachas v'tziparim. The only difference between the purification of a suspected mitzayra and the purification of a confirmed mitzayra is that the confirmed mitzayra requires the ritual involving shaving his hair and bringing the 2 birds, while a suspected mitzayra does not. And the Gemara explains that the pasuk states, v'yotza ha'koyin al michus la'machane v'hine nirpa nega ha'tzaraas. And we expound, misha tzaratoi teluya b'refuois, yotza zesh ein tzaratoi teluya b'refuois el b'yamim. Only a mitzayra whose tumah depends on healing, namely a confirmed mitzayra, requires these rituals, but not a suspected mitzayra whose tumah merely depends on the passage of time.